Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions, meat withhold, and milk discard.
Well, the November WASDE report from the USDA featured some minor adjustments to the grains and oil seeds as well as to cotton. We spoke with Rich Nelson of Allendale, and he said as far as soybeans and corn go, not too much to discuss.
You know, as far as numbers go here for corn and soybean, not too much to discuss. USDA left all these numbers unchanged from the November report, which is not unusual for kind of a quiet December here. Keep in mind, January 12th, we'll have the big revisions for production as well as all these numbers here laid out as well. Additionally, for corn and soybeans, there were no changes for South American production, so I'll keep that in mind as well. So it was really kind of a wheat and a little bit of a cotton type of report. For the wheat numbers, USDA did reflect the fact we had some small problems with U.S. wheat export sales. They also added to some foreign competitors as far as production, which was expected. And the issue for us on the cotton side, a small bump up in production, which the trade is recovering from well in terms of current pricing.
He did say there were more numbers being adjusted internationally by USDA compared to the domestic stock stats.
That sure is right. You know, and the corn side, they left Chinese estimates unchanged. For soybeans, they did drop the Chinese corn crop from 19 million tons down to 16.4. However, for us on the U.S. side, our focus is on imports. They did leave those numbers unchanged specifically for soybeans. You know, the interest as far as the wheat discussion on the international point was, well, we did see them reflect kind of some known positive issues with this Australian crop. The fact is that this it's more of a quality issue than a production issue. So higher Australian numbers, higher Russian numbers, and higher Canadian numbers on this report for wheat was something that the trade was kind of expecting, but certainly didn't want to see there.
Well, with USDA crop production numbers, we also saw an adjustment for cotton.
And certainly right. And as far as that cotton adjustment, they typically went from 18.2 million bales here on last month's report, now 18.28. So a little minor increase reflecting some better production, better yield numbers than expected. Keep in mind, we still have revisions here for next month's report as far as production goes in cotton. Those may be a little larger than what we've seen here today. As far as this discussion on the cotton side for usage, they did leave the export numbers unchanged, you know, despite some of this rhetoric or concern with the China buying discussion. So as it stands, a minor bump up on the production side, and as far as the stock side, some of that was offset with some minor changes elsewhere on the balance sheet. So overall, kind of a quiet report for almost all of us on both grains as well as the sauce.
To hear Ron Hayes and Rich Nelson discuss more from the WASDE report, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465. Or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.